the Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Everyone, this is Tom Jeffrey speaking and inviting you to share in this grand array of talent we've arranged for this session of our Hollywood Spotlight Review. First, our Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke. Then, Phil Harris and his orchestra, featuring their charming dimple pal, Leah Ray. Those emissaries of song without portfolio, the three ambassadors, and as a topper, Don Wilson interviewing Bob Byrne. So, on with the show now, as Larry Burke steps into the opening spot with his rendition of I'm Counting on You.
I'm counting on you to love me forever. I'm counting on you. You are the one who in every breath of spring, in every song I sing, you're every precious thing under the stars. I'm counting on you to always be near me, to follow me through the years to be more than just a friend, to love me dearly.
That was swell. Now, Phil Harris, suppose you step forward and introduce your offering.
Thank you, Tom. And now Leah Ray makes a few masculine hearts flicker a little faster, including mine, as she sings That's All That Matters to Me.
Thank you. rose. It's born of how it grows. I don't know why there's rhythm in the sea. I only know that I love you. That's all that matters to me. I never could explain the rainbow after rain, or why there's something sacred in a tree. I only know that I love you. That's all that matters to me. I don't know why the skies above me bring summer sun and winter snow. Just tell me now that you still love me. There's nothing more I want to know. The beauty of the night, the dawning's early light. I don't know why or how such things can be. I only know that I love you. That's all that matters to me. Above me bring summer sun and winter snow. Just tell me now that you still love me. There's nothing more I want to know. The beauty of the night, the dawning's early light. I don't know why or how such things can be. I only know that I love you. That's all that matters to me.
Oh, that was most enjoyable, Leah. Thanks. And thanks to you, too, Phil, for allowing us the pleasure of hearing Leah. Well, what's this? Will you look at this? It's our old friend Bob Burns, all done up in blackface makeup as Asthma, his famous vaudeville character. And who's this with him? Why, of course, it's Don Wilson. Come on, boy.
Asthma, I noticed that you're always the last one here to the dairy.
Yes, sir.
And I also noticed that you're always the first one to leave.
Well, I don't be last all the time.
Well, tell me, what kind of a tie is that you have here? Oh, boy, what a tie.
You know, Mr. Wilson, it sure is nice to be able to come up here and do this act without a lot of that cheap hokum.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoy it so. I certainly am. Tell me, anyhow, I'll bet that you can tell many of us a romance about dairymaids.
No, sir, they don't have none of my girls working on the dairy.
Well, why is that, Asma?
Well, you see, all my girls is brunettes, and when they start to shed, they make the butter look bad.
Well, Asma, don't you know anything at all about dairy maids?
I know that old Aunt Addie got fired from the dairy because they said her face soured the milk.
Well, don't you also know that that character of Aunt Addie is played by Cliff Arquette?
Yeah, I know that Cliff Arquette that played that part, but listen here, did he get paid for that?
Why, he certainly does get paid for that.
You know, he ought to be ashamed of himself playing an old lady for money like that. Well, did you know that Cliff Arquette got married the other day?
Yes, I knew that Cliff got married. Did you congratulate the bride?
Well, I told her she was smart to start her married life off with something like him, because if anything ever happened to him, it'd be easy to replace it.
Surely you wished her happiness.
Yeah, well, I figured it wasn't no use of me wishing her happiness, because it's only a question of time she'd be wishing for happiness herself.
Oh, well, she must have a good reason for marrying him.
Well, she told me her reason she married him is because she loved him.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, I told her she had a good reason, all right, but after she'd been around him a while, she's going to lose her reason.
Well, maybe Cliff wants someone to darn his socks.
No, it ain't that, because I dresses with him, and his socks are too far gone to do anything with him. I tell you something, Mr. Wilson, he do need somebody to patch up some of them old moth-eating gags of his.
Why, Asma, I'm ashamed of you. All you've done is make slighting remarks about poor old Aunt Addie.
What do you want me to talk about, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I thought that you'd tell of some of the beautiful romances you've experienced around a dairy farm.
Mr. Wilson, you know, there's something about a cow lot that just ruined romance for me.
Yes, sir, that was a real laugh. Now, here are the three ambassadors with another of their brilliant vocal arrangements, and it seems to be a bit apologetic. Let's hear about it, boys.
I got a way of doing things, hate to talk about myself. Got a way about myself with the one I love. Got a way of telling things, I can tell that I'm aces by the tender embraces of the one I love. I wonder if she's easy to please, I wonder if I'm that good. But nevertheless, I have to confess that she keeps on telling the neighborhood that I got a way of doing things, hate to talk about myself. Got a way about myself with the one that I love. I got a way of doing things, hate to talk about myself, but I just can't help the things I do. Everything you talk about is on account of you, dear. Got a way of telling things like plans for the future and the wedding rings. By your tender embrace, I can tell it is true that I'm gonna rate four stars with you. I wonder if she's,
wonder if she's
easy to please,
easy to please.
Nevertheless, I gotta confess that she likes checkers and I like chess. But I got a way of doing things, hate to talk about myself. Got a way about myself, am sure about myself. Can you blame me if I'm in love with you?